10 years ago, an AI pioneer said stop training radiologists. The field grew instead. Welcome to MedAI Times podcast, your daily update on medical AI. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Here is what we are weighing today. A pioneer's 10-year-old prediction that radiologists were finished. A workforce model that says a third of the hours could go. 7 commercial x-ray tools that could not agree with each other. And a job market that keeps posting more openings, not fewer. Back in May, we covered that study where 7 chest x-ray tools disagreed almost completely. Today, we put it in the bigger picture. The question people actually type into search is blunt. Will AI replace radiologists? It is live again for a simple reason. 10 years ago, Jeffrey Hinton, one of the people who built modern deep learning, told a room that hospitals should stop training radiologists because within 5 to 10 years, the machines would read scans better. We are now past that window, and this spring, the leader of a large U.S. public hospital system said out loud that AI was getting ready to replace radiologists, which sent the specialty into another round of argument. So let us look at the evidence, tier by tier, instead of the vibes. Start with the strongest case for the machines. On narrow, well-defined tasks, the models are genuinely good. A 2026 study on chest and abdominal CT had an AI service reading 16 findings at once with an area under the curve of 0.88, beating 4 independent radiologists on average. And a workforce model published late last year projects that AI could cut radiologist hours by about a third over 5 years, mostly by drafting reports and triaging plain films. On paper, that is a lot of work, leaving the human. Now the other side, and it is where the peer-reviewed data actually lives. That same CT model that beat radiologists on average had clear blind spots, solid organ masses, airspace disease, the subtle, dangerous stuff. A systematic review this year found that every one of 6 models tested dropped in accuracy on outside data, with the biggest fall in specificity, which means more false alarms once you leave the lab. And when 7 commercial lung tools ran on the same 5,000 chest x-rays, sensitivity ranged from 21% to 78%, and the tools barely agreed with one another. Cleared by the FDA is not the same as good. There is one more number that settles the replacement question for now. In a prospective multi-site study on brain bleeds, standalone AI hit about 96% sensitivity. Radiologists using that same A, I hit almost 99%, at higher specificity too. The pairing beat the machine alone, every time. And a Nature Medicine analysis found that a model's measured accuracy could swing from 25% to 98% based on nothing more than how the question was worded. A system that unstable is a co-pilot, not a captain. So what is actually running in hospitals right now? Autonomy exists, but only at the edges. In parts of Europe and India, AI is cleared to auto-report clearly normal chest x-rays, and in large deployments it reaches a negative predictive value around 99% on those normals, which frees radiologists to spend their time on the abnormal ones. In the United States, there are now well over 1,000 FDA-cleared AI medical devices, the large majority in radiology, and essentially all of them are assistive. Not one is cleared to file a final diagnostic report with no human in the loop. Meanwhile, the thing Hinton did not predict happened. The RSNA has been reporting a global radiologist shortage, imaging volume keeps climbing, and job postings are up, not down. In a survey of more than 1,000 European radiologists, 60% said they had no fear of being replaced. So here is the plain verdict, with the tiers attached. The claim that AI replaces radiologists is vendor and pundit tier, not evidence tier. The peer-reviewed and prospective data all point the same way. AI plus a radiologist beats either alone, autonomy is confined to sorting normal from abnormal, and the workforce is growing. What is well supported is narrower and more useful. Specific tasks, report drafting, normal study triage, second read safety nets are moving to the machine. The job is being rearranged, not deleted. One concept to keep. The most reliable finding in all of medical AI is the complementary error curve. Humans and models miss different things, so the combination beats either alone, but only if the human stays engaged. The failure mode is automation bias. In a randomized trial last year, physicians shown deliberately wrong AI suggestions dropped from about 85% accuracy down to 73% even after 20 hours of AI training. The co-pilot only helps if the pilot is still flying. Full sourcing, every study, and its evidence tier is in the description. If you want the one-line answer to give a nervous medical student, it is this. Do not stop training radiologists. Train them to run the machines. And here is what I want to hear from the reading rooms. Radiologists, which part of your read would you actually hand to an AI tomorrow? And which part will you never sign off without seeing yourself? Thanks for listening. Find us on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. See you tomorrow.